This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Listen, guys, it took me a whole day to do it. But who was the listener that suggested that I do Ginger?
The girl from the show with the boat?
Nah, I did her already. I'm talking about to put Ginger in the teeth.
My wife?
Oh. Oh.
She's on the boat.
Oh.
She's a yacht on a boat.
She's into all that health stuff, you know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has been doing, I've been doing ginger and turmeric and all this stuff for years.
If I put ginger in the tea last night, man, Ed, I should have did that from day one.
Sugar in my tea.
Still can't, you know, go up the octave, but it's stronger.
You should have listened to me with that honey and tahini, man. I'm telling you, that thing is just, it's a thing of beauty and a joy forever. I think my man John Keats said that.
I forgot the name of it.
Yeah.
But I remembered ginger, so I just went with the ginger.
Well, it's easier.
I like Marianne better, but
I did too. Marianne was awesome, man.
Yeah.
She was.
How about the skipper, huh?
Of course, Rashawn wants Mrs. Howell.
Ed, I was just thinking that.
What?
The Mrs. Howell.
Marianne was
Sean, right?
Marianne was stacked.
God, I hope you're listening.
He is. He might be in another country and he's listening.
Thursday night football game was a laugher last night. I mean, it finished up 36-24, but if you watched it, wasn't that close.
Yeah, I mean, the sad part is, like, that first drive really changes everything. Where they're at least going to get a field goal out of it.
Geno Smith with the pick, you mean?
Yeah, he kind of tried to step up in the pocket. I think I was saying to you guys, there was a conscientious effort to get Kenneth Walker going so they didn't throw the ball more than 40 times last night. you run them on first and second, and it's third and seven every time, and nothing's working out. And you fall behind 13-0. Yeah. What was it? 16? You're getting a 20 here. Oh, there's a touchdown to start the third quarter. You're going to throw the ball, bud.
16-0 or 16-3? No, 13-3, then 16-3.
Yep.
Is it a bad sign if you throw 52 times?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
52 times.
Normally you're on the losing end.
I will say they are running a sped up offense. If you watch them, they're running more plays than most teams. It's kind of like that Cliff Kingsbury. That's why I think it's going to be a trouble in D.C. or trouble for the Washington team.
Yeah.
And once they got to get used to it. They got to get their defense.
Yeah. You don't know what to call them, do you?
I just the hockey club.
I know we're going to talk some MLB at 6:45, but I got to say this now. The definition of a punk move is Anthony Volpe. Anthony Volpe had a tag at second base on a runner where he, with his bare hand, kind of shoves the runner off the bag, kind of in his throat area. The runner, who I can't remember who it was at the time, may have been Melendez.
I was watching a lot of football.
May have been Melendez. He got up and took exception to it and just kind of looked at Volpe. Didn't say anything. Volpe pats him on his chest, pats him on his back like everything's okay. So I guess The guy they acquired from the Marlins, Chisholm. Jazz Chisholm didn't like the way the Royals runner looked at Volpe, so he said something. Bench is clear, bullpen's come out. So Volpe goes from the guy that was about to get his ass whipped and wanted to chill the base runner out, to pat him on his back, to shooing him away with his glove when everybody gets out on the field. Now he's the guy chirping, get out of here, get out. Dude, when it was just you two, you were patting him on the chest and patting him on his back, saying nothing. Eyes big. Eyes all big. But then when the bench is cleared, now all of a sudden, you're the one to get out of here, shooting him on. Yeah, definition of a punk move. You had a chance one-on-one to talk your trash to the guy when it's just you two standing there for second base.
Yeah. And nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, it was something, Jeremy. Dude, you should see it. Oh, he's patting him on his chest. And like, it's okay. It's okay. Patting him on his back. And the base runner was leaving.
Okay, Poppy.
Chisholm kept it going. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, Ben said, dude, don't be that guy.
I hate that. And by the way, Rashawn hurt us.
Yeah, I know. He didn't text me, but I knew.
He texted me, so.
Yeah. Oh, are we on air?
Huh?
Are we on air?
Yes.
Then Rashawn heard us. If we're on air, he heard us. Yeah, but anyway, the Yankees move on to the ALCS. Good game last night by Gerrit Cole. Good game.
But again, like what I said yesterday about not fearing him, 4Ks, pitches the contact a little bit more.
Yeah, he's a little different guy now.
Yeah, he's not don't get me wrong, he's not a bad pitcher. But as a frontline guy, I don't know that he's that same guy. Maybe we see him get back to it next year. I know he had some injuries.
Well, isn't that what you see in Corbin Burns now?
Yeah. I mean,
that's what you see in Corbin Burns now.
When he wants to, he can go out there and hump it up and get his 7-8 strikeouts.
Who's that?
Corbin Burns. But I feel like, we know he was working on some stuff later, trying to get the ball to the plate quick. And some people attribute that to some of his struggles. But we've seen him do it in certain games. I mean, I know Gerrit, you're probably right that they're eerily similar. Maybe Gerrit Cole's a few steps beyond where Corbin Burns is because he's a little bit older, I believe, right? Are they around the same age?
No, I think he's a little older. Corbin Burns is barely 30.
Yeah. Well, he'll turn 30 this year, right?
Yeah.
And Cole's 34.
Yeah, okay. a little older.
So it makes a little bit more sense that Burns is probably trending that way, but still a really good pitcher.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The Ravens getting ready to take on the Washington Commanders. That's the name of the team, Jeremy. As they head up the road
to
M&T Bank Stadium with, I would say right now, the best rookie quarterback in the National Football League. He's edging out Caleb Williams. Would you agree?
Well, he's edging him out. I think he's beyond him.
Okay. Caleb had a great game last week. I think Caleb is.
It's starting to slow down for Caleb a little bit. It felt like it took Jaden two games to kind
get going.
And then Caleb, you're like, the third game, you're like, damn, man, why'd they take you first?
and then on Sunday, like, damn, man,
then you're
they took you
to
first.
Yeah, so
he's a bad man. Don't get it twisted. He's in a 17-game schedule, I think you'll see it'll play out. But Caleb Williams is a bad man.
Well, you know they like to give it to quarterbacks when it comes to Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Because they should.
They give everything to quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Because they should.
Is there anybody else that you think is going to threaten them? I mean, there's a lot of good wide receivers that are getting a ton of targets.
Here we go. You say that. He goes right to wide receivers. I'm done.
And it's no longer a running back league.
No, I'm talking about the rookies. So,
running backs, wide receivers, quarterbacks. In a test question, which one does it belong?
Running back. Sorry, handing off that.
Yeah. Give me the ball. You know, at least wide receivers got to run routes to get open.
Yeah.
Running backs, you just turn and give them the ball. Let me go through this hole.
I was a very simple kid.
I am pissing off so many running backs listening right now.
Yeah.
I am pissing them off so bad. My boy Robert Stokes.
Let me raise my hand as number one.
I remember I used to coach, quarterbacks coach at Wilson High School in South Carolina. And Coach Page. When we had our first meeting, he started reading all the positions. He said, all you guys signed up for running back, put your hands up. He said, can you pass block? Can you run routes? If you can, you play running back ahead. If you wait for handoff, you won't get too many hits. We had Darren Durant, who went on to go to North Carolina and take Ron Carey's job as a freshman. So we were throwing the football.
I'm sure you're shocked, but I love blocking.
I'm not shocked at all.
I love blocking.
I'm not shocked.
Man, they don't pay me to block.
They pay me to run. Week 6 picks at 7 o'clock. You got to wait for those. But on the other side, Ravens Commanders, what will have to go right for the Ravens to win? What goes wrong in case they lose? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:17 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. On this fantastic, feel-good Friday. Baltimore Ravens take on the Commanders on Sunday. And, Ed, I feel like if the Ravens just play their game offensively, there's nothing the Commanders can do offensively to win this game. And by that, I mean keep them off balance. If the running game has worked, stick with it. If they load up to stop the running game, do what you did last week against the Bengals and throw the ball over the middle of the field and move the ball downfield. If they're clicking offensively, the Commanders cannot beat them. I don't care what the defense does. The Commanders cannot beat them.
I'm with you. I think this is the Ravens. Look, I know everyone's all hyped up on the Commanders now because they've been bad for so long. They looks like they finally found a quarterback. I know it's early, but you know what? We looked at C.J. Stroud game one when we saw him against the Ravens, and we were like, in a loss, the Texas loss, we're like, that kid's good.
Yeah.
I think it's the same thing here. I think they finally found their quarterback after a bazillion years of looking for one. But the Ravens are a much better team. Just a much, much better team.
Jeremy told me yesterday this is the best quarterback they've had since Mark Rippon.
I didn't say it, but I might co-sign.
They've gone through a lot of them, so... I mean, again, and the Redskins. The Commanders have not a great rushing defense, and I think the Ravens are going to run all over them. They do whatever, practically do whatever they want. So unless there are bad snaps, brain cramps, things like that, I think the Ravens win this game fairly easily.
Joe, you got to have some MC Hammer ready today, because anytime we start talking about this game, this is
it's going to be
it's Hammer time. Like I don't like talking in exacts and saying this is exactly what's going to happen because there's always.
But this is exactly what's going to happen.
I think they're just going to beat their asses. I'm sorry, and I know the defense hasn't looked great, but we're going to see what Jaden Daniels looks like against a team that has historically done extremely well against rookie quarterbacks. On top of it, they can't get off the field on third down. They're the worst team in the league at it. The Ravens, I didn't look to see where they are at third down conversions. I bet you they're pretty damn good at it, or at least in the top 10. And with the fact that what you have, this is the worst rush defense I think you're going to see so far. Maybe Cincinnati was there, but again, sometimes it's a matter of who you face. Because if you get to play against the Cowboys, you ain't worried about them running on you. Sorry, Rashawn. You get what I'm saying, though. Yeah. Like, this is one of those matchups. The game's not played on paper. But as a gambler, and when I see stuff like this, and I feel like you're looking at one team and they're so much better than the other team, especially at this point in time. And then seeing all the money come in on the other team because they're 4-1 and everybody's like, oh my God, a team's 4-1 and they're getting 6.5 points. Oh my, they're getting 7. Oh, I got to take it. Okay. Take it. And then lose.
I think the only way the Ravens lose this game is if they did do one of the with things that Ed said, turn the ball over, including maybe once in the red zone. I think if they turn the football over multiple times, Commanders get this. They squeak this one out.
We see what that does to you, a turnover in the red zone, especially if you're starting the game
last
off.
Night.
Look at last night with Seattle. Yeah. And then their next, I think they were 3 and out or maybe slightly better than that in their next 4 possessions.
Yeah.
Does it feel uncomfortable, Ed, for this game to be feel like such a no-brainer?
Yeah, well, not uncomfortable. I just don't look like an idiot on Monday.
I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable with it because I agree with Jeremy. That makes me uncomfortable alone. But that this game could be an absolute beatdown. And my example is last night, do we all agree that was an absolute beatdown?
Mm-hmm. It was way more lopsided than the score.
Yeah, it was a 12-point game. I think this could be a lot like that. I have it as an 11-point game at the final, as a final, but I have it being a game where the Ravens just completely dominate for four quarters.
And they need one of these. I mean, I know they did it to the Bills. That was a beatdown. But they, you know, they barely beat the Bengals in a comeback. If not for a bad snap, they would have lost that game. And that's, you know, we'd have a different conversation. They lost to the Chiefs. They botched it against the Raiders. So two losses. You know, the Cowboys came back on. They win by three. And then they had the big game against the Bills, but the Bengals was an extremely close game, obviously. And they need a dominant win, I think, you know, like they did last year, where they just beat everybody soundly.
Well, I think the more and more this season goes along, you're seeing this offense get better. We've talked about, you know, some of the rankings out there, whether you want to go from a Football Outsiders or Pro Football Focus point of view. Mm-hmm. They're talking about how Lamar has now, he looks better in this offense, which is a totally different offense than his 2019 year when he won the MVP.
I think he does.
So he's won another MVP, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but he's got to be right now one of the front runners for it.
Look at his stats. This looks like the first time Lamar was in command of his offense. There's a difference. He put up stats because he's just a phenomenal athlete. Mm-hmm. This looks like the first time he's actually been in command of the offense. Like the offense actually goes as he goes instead of him trying to improvise as much. He had some improvisation on that touchdown pass to Likely. Mm-hmm. That's just been great. But overall, it just seems like he's been in rhythm the entire time.
So 9 touchdowns and 1 pick this season.
Yeah.
1.
He's on pace to throw 3 the whole year is what the numbers dictated. So, right. And again, do I think that happens? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not, but still.
It's just it's
what it is today. I think he'll throw 2.
It's the only way you can do it.
You might be right.
Let's go to Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen.
What's up, man?
Good morning. Good Friday morning.
Good Friday morning.
I just had a couple thoughts real quick, if you could indulge me. I remember right before the Raiders game, how the new coach, he had an offensive consultant, Coughlin, and Marvin Lewis is a defensive consultant. And I was thinking after the game, I was like, man, maybe the Ravens need that for the defense. Now that they have it, the only reservation that I have is Dean Pease, it seemed like when we had the game at hand, we would go into prevent. But I don't know if that was Harbaugh or if that was Dean Pease.
Well, put it this way, there was 17 blown leads under Dean Pease.
Yeah. So that's my only thing. But to me, the communication is the only thing I think that's going on. It's like not like the players are in a funk because it's individually that they're off. I think it's just the system and under the new DC.
I don't
new DC.
Okay.
But I want to go back to what you said. Is anybody concerned about that, the blown leads?
No. You know why? Mm-hmm. He's not in charge.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think there are things that Dean Pease did great, and I can't see it, they didn't mention them, but whatever they are, that's why he's brought back, because obviously, to me, those are the things that Orr lacks in. So you're going to take your strengths and my strengths and put them together. You know, like the Wonder Twins, Jeremy.
Yeah. Wonder Twins activate.
Yeah.
We got it.
You know, this little girl was always something, the water form.
Yeah.
Ice, yeah. You know, she's always, I'm sorry I went off this way. By the way, thanks for sending that, Jeremy, but I noticed you sent it to Venmo, not Cash App.
Yeah. For the whites.
You don't have Cash App?
I do have Cash. Come on, man. I run as many things, or not as many, but I run quite a few things, too. I got all the payment options.
But your automatic was Venmo.
Venmo is what I go to.
That's your go-to?
Mm-hmm.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Week 6 picks at 7 o'clock. But Cliff Kingsbury has some high praise for Todd Monken on Thursday. Earlier this week, Monken was mentioned as a head coaching candidate for next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the rest of the league starting to get a little bit wiser on Monken? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Baltimore Ravens take on the Washington Commanders Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium at 1 o'clock. And someone said to me yesterday, hey, the robbery. No, man, come on, stop. You win Sunday, it might become one. We don't play you enough to become a robbery. It's not a robbery. It's a border. You call it a border war, whatever you want to. Not a robbery. Anyway, Commanders offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury, who in my opinion is one of the better offensive minds in all of football, Ed. Not a great head coach, but he is a tremendous innovator of offense.
He is an innovator. He really is. And, team's doing well, so, I mean, you got to give him credit.
Yeah.
It's hard to say he's not a good coach when he's leading a division.
He's great at what he does.
Yeah.
He had some high praise for Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken.
Yeah, I've known him a long time. You know, he took over at Oklahoma State when Dana Holgorsen left there. So I followed him, and just the way he's been able to adapt his personnel and maximize his personnel. He's been successful everywhere he's been, and I was just picking his brain. He's made that transition a couple times from college and back, and just this time around, what they had such success last year, you know, running that style with Lamar of offense, you know, what he liked, what he didn't like, what he would have done differently, bringing it in. And so we just had a good conversation. I appreciate him and what, you know, he's done there and everywhere else, and just watching it this year with how he's brought Henry in and adapted to that and adjusted the scheme to really maximize who they are this year. It's incredible. I mean, he's one of the best offensive minds in football, and so it'll be a huge challenge for us.
I mean, go ahead.
He gives me Matthew McConaughey vibes when he's talking for some reason.
Really? It doesn't sound like him, though.
No, it's like the
quiet.
Yeah, stuff? The way he's, Monken back Oak State.
The timbre of his voice.
Dana Holgorsen. Dana, see? I'm talking like you.
This is you, not me. No. You're not talking like me.
I think that annoys him more than the Italian accent.
It does, because it's incorrect. The Italian stuff I'll take.
It's so weird, but that is too stupid. Because he clearly did. Rob, put this up. I don't want to look at him. He clearly doesn't do it, and I keep doing it, and he gets madder and madder every day.
Let me tell you something. I hope when you go home today, you find Aaron Rodgers' shoes in your house.
Sorry, he'll throw it to me eventually. No, but like you're right about Cliff Kingsbury, and I think getting credit from someone else that, look, I think a guy like Monken's probably looked up to, especially in the college scene, for people that have either
transitioned. Yeah.
And look, we had the situation with Kingsbury getting the opportunity at the NFL level. Maybe it was too soon. There are some guys that are just meant to be offensive or defensive coordinators. I think he was a little immature taking that job and, you know, having the same agent as Kyler Murray. But I think this is a nice opportunity for him. And this is what I like. You get a defensive minded head coach in Dan Quinn, and he goes, let me find a really good offensive coordinator and say, you're going to call the plays. I'm going to make tough decisions.
You design the offense, yeah.
That's it. You know, yeah. And I think Washington's set up for the next couple of years fairly nicely with what they have. So it should be interesting to see, you know, what they're running. But I thought Lindsey Rhodes made a great point yesterday on the show talking about Terry McLaurin always lines up on the left side, the number one receiver for Cliff Kingsbury everywhere he's been, that he goes to the left
always?
Side. Yeah, it's just something weird that he's done with his offense.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. I think what Monken is doing, I think Kingsbury pointed it out, this offense is different than it was last year. It's different. It seems to be, and I saw it in the last game. That's what I've been waiting to see, whether or not they can transition, make adjustments on the fly in the middle of the game. You kind of felt like that's what they wanted to do in the AFC Championship game. But in my opinion, that wasn't a game to try that. It's not.
Yeah.
You try that in week 5. You know what I mean? You don't try that in week 20. You know, I thought they made some real, real adjustments, and they look good. And I think Todd Monken is going to get a lot of credit for that. And that's the reason that if there's 5 or more openings this offseason, I believe there's no doubt about it. He's getting one if he wants one.
Yeah. I think so.
I think so, too.
I mean, when you're looking at what the offense is doing, I mean, I go back to this. There's been plenty of times, many years, that the Ravens fans could say, hey, we've got the best defense in football, maybe even the best defense in the history of the league. I don't know how often you've had a chance to say we got the best offense in the league, and right now, statistically, that's what you have.
It's so hard to even wrap my mind around because I'm so used to the offense being good, but the defense being just lights out every year.
Well, you used to say we had the number one running game in the league.
Yes.
But that's not – they're the number one offense in the league. They can hit you both ways now. You know, Lamar Jackson, they get 9 touchdowns, 1 interception.
It's one of the reasons why we say getting Davante Adams is more of a luxury than a need, because could he make this offense better? Sure. But
how much?
Could they still be number one with him? Yeah. So, I mean, it's just kind of interesting. And you look at the guys you have here, I just want to see how much better they get. And I've mentioned this before. When you play Washington, your number one receiver typically goes off. Last week was the first week it didn't happen because the Cleveland Browns are going Cleveland Brown. You know, what are you going to do about that? But to this point, maybe this is a huge Zay Flowers week. We see him get peppered with targets. The only reason I have a little bit of pause with that is the fact that they can't stop the run, and this could end up looking like that Dallas game.
Jeremy, I think maybe we should go to Cleveland. Let me quarterback you, be my number one receiver.
Man.
Ravens fans ain't going to like that.
You got to be better than Watson.
Yeah, Ravens fans ain't going to like that. Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashad. What's up, Rashad?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning to you. Morning.
Hey, listen, man, I was talking to my guy Shannon RJ from the Fan in Dallas yesterday, right?
Well, yeah.
And they was like, listen, man. Yeah, they was like, listen, man, listen. We did y'all a favor last week, man. We beat them Steelers, man. And just did us a favor and whoop up on them Commanders.
I thought they did us a favor when we went up there and whooped that ass. Mm-hmm. Well, down there, I should say.
Bang, yeah, but see what happened in the fourth quarter, though,
hold
man.
Hold, hey, hold a second. Jeremy, how'd it sound?
Bang, 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 bang.
Woo!
Hey, but listen, man.
We reversed it?
Yeah.
They thought they were going to whip us?
They had to whip them.
And we whipped them.
Bang, bang,
bang. It got a little hurry that fourth quarter, though. You know, everybody was on their edge, though. But, listen, the Commanders are overrated, man. They haven't beat no team with a winning record.
Well, come on. The Cowboys ran out of time, man. Just like, you know, that old lady you hooked up with.
There you go. We ain't going to start that this morning,
though.
Well,
then it was Mrs. Howell, you know?
I heard y'all this morning, man. Yeah, but.
Well, see, the Cowboys beat the Browns, the Giants, and the Steelers. The only team that you can allege is somebody out of that are the Steelers, but time will tell. So who you beat? You lost to the Saints and the Ravens.
I know, but listen, the Cowboys are the only team that probably is undefeated on the road right now, man. They nicknamed them the Road Warriors right now.
Who gave that nickname?
People down in Dallas, man. All the guys, you know.
What guys?
A lot of them guys. A lot of people I know, man. I can't tell you my friend's name. You don't know my people.
RJ.
Know my people.
RJ said
it. RJ is saying. Hey, and another thing, too, right?
Listen,
their defense has got worse down there in Washington since they hired that bum Dan Quinn.
Now you hate him because he's gone.
You loved him when he was there.
A little bit, you know, but even what happened. So what his defense got done to in the playoffs against the Packers, man, and they went to make this guy the head coach. That's why the team is going nowhere.
Rashawn, can I ask you a serious question?
Yeah, what's the question?
How's Dalvin Cook look?
Oh, he's about to get activated, man. Like Jerry said, he's about to come up soon, and they about to start feeding Zeke more. So it's about to open up. His running game about to open up.
Have you seen Zeke?
He's full.
He's been eating a lot.
No, he's going to have a breakout game soon. You see what happened? My boy Rico had 80 yards rushing against the Steelers. Ooh, so that running game is getting up.
He got 80 yards.
The new standard in Cowboy Nation. Damn. Forget about Emmitt Smith. We got 80.
80 yards. Damn. Rico! You got 80, baby! They're over there celebrating. They stopped the game and give him the football?
Yeah, they did.
80 yards!
I'm just 16,000 away from Emmitt.
It's a small celebration.
Jerry Jones evaluated him. Oh, my God. Week 6 picks at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, recap Major League Baseball playoff. Yankees have moved on to the ALCS. They're waiting
the winners of the other ALDS game between Cleveland Guardians and the Detroit Tigers. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
And Weaver deals to Coryell. A high fly to center. This is it. Judge is there. He makes the catch. Ball game over. American League Division Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
It's John Sterling as the Yankees win last night.
Who?
The Yankees win. They beat the Kansas City Royals, eliminated them for the playoffs 3-1 behind a great performance by Gerrit Cole last night, going 7 innings. Gerrit Cole with 7 innings, giving up 1 earned run on 6 hits, striking out 4, and just 87 pitches. Holmes came in, pitched an inning, got out of it. Weaver also closing out the game. Yankees got to Michael Walker 4 2-thirds innings. He gave up 2 runs.
Walker.
Yankees got to the ALCS. This is what they were supposed to do.
Now, so can I ask this? Like, do you guys, when it comes to the Yankees, because I didn't care about this Royals team one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Is it better for viewing pleasure to have a team to root against in the ALCS? You know what I mean? Like, as much as you hate a team, them moving on, it gives you someone to root against in the next round.
I want them to win the AL.
Okay, you want them to go to the World Series.
The Yankees. Because I want to see the Mets beat their ass.
Ooh. See, I like that.
That's what I want.
Yeah. You're pretty confident, too, aren't you?
Yeah.
See? I told you, this team's good.
Yeah.
They're pretty, pretty good.
I mean, nothing would make me happier, honestly.
What about you? Do you...
See, here's my logic. And I get where he's going, and that's fine. Like, my other team in the National League would be the Braves. But I would love for anybody to beat the Yankees, but... The Yankees getting there mean they have a chance to win.
Agreed.
So I don't want to see them there. You know, you can when you get there, you got a chance to win. So I want this to end for them right now. I want it over with. Nothing nonsense. Cleveland go ahead and win this series, beat the Yankees, get to the World Series, and then I'm good. If the Yankees are in the World Series, I'm nervous because I don't want to deal with them winning another World Series.
Yeah. I don't ever want to see that.
Yeah.
Ever.
So I get where Ed's coming from because Ed lives in New York, and he's pretty much the stepkid. Of baseball in New York, so is his football team though. Too.
Yes, they're the other team.
He wants to beat the fair haired child. I get it, but I don't want the fair haired child even having the opportunity to get it.
But are we, Rob? It's just you and I.
It's you and I.
Are we ready for Ed's teams to actually be good? Like,
I don't think you're in any danger.
You know, like the Knicks
may have the best roster in the East after the Celtics.
Yeah, and they're working on getting. Marcus Smart.
You better get Marcus Smart because right now with Cat, all you got is stats. That guy has no heart.
And then you think about it, the Jets, they just fired their coach, so you know they're going to be so much better now. And then on top of it,
the Mets are giving them fool's gold.
I don't know, man. I think this Mets team's winning it all.
Sands through the hourglass.
But again, it's nice to see Ed optimistic a little bit, pessimistically optimistic. I want to beat their ass, and they get there. It's like, oh, God, is this really what I
want? Why they had to sweep us? Can we just have a gentleman sweep?
That would be terrible.
I'd rather be in Cuba where I can't watch the games. It's funny that bothers them so much.
Nobody thinks they're only funny when they're true. This is not true, and it's hilarious. The Guardians won. They beat the Detroit Tigers in Detroit. That series is now tied at 2 apiece. They go to Game 5 on Saturday. Game 5 tonight in the National League between the two NL West teams, the Dodgers and the Padres. So you got a couple of Game 5s. This doesn't sound the same like Game 7. Game 5! It doesn't sound the same.
Yeah, battle of some imports tonight. Yu Darvish, Yamamoto. You get these guys out there. And again, we've seen these teams face off a couple of times. And... Yu Darvish had a decent start last time. I just always worry about this this Dodgers lineup against him because he's been caught in the playoffs before tipping his pitches and getting rocked. And after the fact, he disappeared this year for some mental health stuff.
Yeah.
Comes back right in time, which was perfect for the Padres. I'm not saying that the Padres can't win this game. I'm not even telling you the Dodgers are going to. 7.5 total, but I think this is going to be a close one tonight.
I love that, what you just said, though. Disappear a little off of some mental health stuff. Mm-hmm. The fact that you can do that now. Remember, that used to be, oh, man, come on, get it together. get yourself together. Now, you can, you know, it's actually taken. Yeah, exactly. If it were that easy,
well,
I wouldn't be in this dark pit that I'm in right now.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm not religious, but people that give people who are religious hard times for, like, what do we just have? The issue with what was going to happen with Dean Kramer had we gotten to that third game, and what people did with Sean Green and Sandy Koufax. Can't believe you're taking this off. Some of the Muslim players fasting and how much they were talking about that during Hakeem Olajuwon.
Hakeem Olajuwon used to do it all the time. Yeah. It was like during the playoffs.
Is it going to make him weak? Is he going to be able to play? How about Vince Carter going to his graduation instead of play, and then flying back to playing? You can't go graduate. We've got an important game. It's just like everything's above it.
Yeah, it is. It is. Like, sports rules everything. Mm-hmm. Like you can't, you can take off your job for all of those things, but I can't take off of my job because I got to play ball. I mean, come on. Come on, man.
Either way, you still can't broadcast from home.
I had a career where you couldn't take off for, you know, big events or religious reasons or anything like that, so.
I never. We always, I mean, some events you couldn't, but for religious reasons.
Well, there are certain people that became religious during holidays so they could get those days off, too.
And then
I'm not aware?
And then suspended their religion afterwards?
Yes. Taking a hiatus until the next holiday.
We don't know those people. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We get Stupid in Jeremy Kahn's World at 7:45. Don't go anywhere. No telling what dark, dark hole Jeremy Kahn takes us down. But on the other side, one of my favorite things to do in the National Football League season, make our picks, week 6 picks and Ravens prediction up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.